Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Caruth is out, released from prison after 19 years from ordering a hit on his pregnant girlfriend. NFL star wide receiver hired a hitman to kill his pregnant girlfriend, was released from prison just this morning. Ray was a talented football player, according to TMZ, with the Carolina Panthers, who took him on the first round, 1997. Pretty solid rookie season. Anyway, officials said Caruth and this chick named Chirica were dating. She got pregnant. He wasn't too happy about the news. Officials said Caruth and Adam, Chirica, got into separate cars after a movie date. Once they got on the road, he blocked her vehicle. A gunman shot her 4 times. She did manage to call 911. She had an emergency C-section to save the baby. She died 4 weeks later. Ray was hit with several criminal charges. When the time came to turn himself into authorities, he ran like a coward, according to the website. He was later found hiding in the trunk of a car in Tennessee. He was sentenced to 18 to 24 years in prison. Now at 44, he is excited to get out of prison, but nervous about how he'll be received by the public. This is what he told the news, acknowledging there is so much hate and negativity toward me.
Really?
He needs to call OJ. Lakers and Rockets, folks are talking about them and that whole brawl that erupted on the court. Players are facing some suspensions, according to TMZ Sports. There was a fight at the Staples Center. Players from the Lakers and the Rockets team got into a big old fist fight. Someone says that one of the players spit on another player. LeBron James tried to break it up. How about this? Give me that money and see if I act crazy. Just try me out. Chris Paul, Rajon Rondo, Brandon Ingram are sure to be hit with suspensions, if not already. LeBron says he did try his best to calm things down, didn't speak to his team after the game. Uh-oh, the king is upset. Portia Williams might be as well. Her fiance, Dennis McKinley, is being accused of domestic abuse and impregnating his ex-girlfriend that he sued and evicted. According to the Jasmine brand, May in 2015, McKinley sued his ex-girlfriend for stealing weave and hair extensions and for also providing misleading information about his hair company. Queen Virgin Remy reportedly got hit with the lawsuit, which details she was being sued for trademark infringement, conversion, and other wrongful acts, citing she has no ownership rights or interests in Queen Virgin Remy. Now, the defendant, Ms. Thomason, that's the baby mama, entered that retail store in Columbus and unlawfully took the hair products from the store without paying. He noted that his ex had bagged at least 67% of inventory, which totaled out to be about a little over $5,000 worth of merchandise. She was charged with shoplifting. She moved forward with the counterclaim, denying she shoplifted from her own store because she was a co-owner. However, she's accusing McKinley of pressing charges falsely and maliciously. I don't know where this is going. Let's just say I believe Portia Williams is going to be a single baby mama. I can put $20 that she is not going to get married to this guy. Shouts to Usher, who is finally embracing his own truth. Well, in music, he has a single out. He has an album that came out titled A. It came out. It's an 8-track project. It's getting mixed reviews. I didn't listen to it. I refuse. I'm just not an Usher fan anymore. But there is a single on there called She Ain't Tell Ya. And in the song, he kind of gives some details about this whole herpes thing, this whole situation that happened between him, two women, and a guy, allegedly. Some of the lyrics say, she ain't tell you I never told her sorry. She ain't tell you she let me hit her partners. She ain't tell you I'm in her veins like Ivy. Okay, you have to listen to the song. Here's my question. You got herpes or no? That's all I want to know.